This is Fred, K2HA, and we have another guest from overseas, and I believe that Slav is available. Well, let me just check and see. Are you available, Slav, to share with us about New Year's in over there in Russia? This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, thank you very much, Fred, and good evening to you, Fred, and good night to Lee from Germany. That is Slav UA3QGN. I'm very pleased to be in the net because I am already 2 hours in New Year, and I would like to share this the information about traditions over here in Russia, about celebrating this magic time of New Year. Well, what I would like to say first about my local conditions, I'm located in my summer house, and I was a little bit even late because the power line was not connected because of safety reasons. I had to repair the power line, and well, it is not actually a traditional New Year, but anyway, and now I would like to say that today was not an ordinary New Year time because of the weather. We have strange conditions over here in Russia, at least European Russia. We have not snow, fortunately not rain too, and it is still above zero, not usual temperature for Russia. Anyway, I'm pleased, and we were able to do something special. I mean, cycling, touring for our local cycling club. We had about 20 kilometers of cycling around our city and crossed three bridges. So it was rather interesting traveling for us. Just a minute. Oh. Okay, and so that was actually yesterday, so it was New Year Eve, and we were enjoying it and making a lot of pictures, a lot of video, and very nice. Probably nearly all were dressed like Father Frost. You know, it's a brother of Santa Claus, maybe a cousin. So we were dressed specially, and people were, car drivers sending us greetings by their beeping signals. So it was very interesting activity for me and for all cycling people over here. All right, about traditions. I would like to say that a lot of fireworks. We like fireworks. I don't know, maybe, well, it is exciting. It is, all houses are buying a lot of fireworks, and a lot of fireworks are shooting in the air, and it is probably, well, very, very impressive. A lot of fireworks, a lot of noise, actually, too. Anyway, it is very nice for people. They are getting out and they are watching, they are shooting and shouting and saying hello to their friends and so on. Okay, what about other traditions? I would like to mention that we have a lot of special cooking for that time. Just a minute. Well, perhaps it is the same traditions over there in the United States and Germany and other countries too, but we have some special food which we prepare. Some people are cooking all the day before New Year night, so they they are so tired from time to time they cannot wait till the midnight, till the New Year actually starting time, and because of they are tired to cook their special food, especially some cooking, some professionals in the cooking. They are so fond of it, so they probably spend too much time to cooking. All right, what I would like to mention too, that some people like drinking a lot. I remember myself when I was a bit younger. I remember how I liked beer. I don't like vodka or brandy or something hard drinking. I preferred beer, and I remember I bought 3 boxes of beer for myself only, and it was about 40 bottles. Not 40 bottles, more than 60 bottles. I just consumed 40 bottles for this New Year night. But it was a long time ago. Now I'm not sure that I would be able to do it. My health is not so strong. Just a minute. Okay, and some people like to watch TV that night. It was very interesting in the past. A lot of interesting programs, a lot of interesting music and movies. But perhaps now it is different. I mean, we have a lot of TV channels, perhaps about 20 or more, and but people do not like it, and I don't know, the programs are not properly made. From time to time they are boring and they are the same on different channels. That is not good. Anyway, probably we will see something tomorrow, what has changed. Now I am actually sitting at the summer house, which is alone in the field, and I don't have any TV shop, any TV set over here. I don't have anything except this connection, and even my cats are not with me now. They are sleeping somewhere in the house. All right, probably I will stay here and listen to some other stories, and if anybody would like to ask me a question, I would be pleased to answer. So this is UA3 Queen Golf November Slav from Russia. Now, Mike, back to the net control.
Thank you very much, Slav. I greatly appreciate that. And I do have a question. I was doing some research, and some article said that in Siberia and some places in Russia, they have a tradition, a good luck tradition, that you jump into a lake and you carry a tree with you and you plant it in the bottom of the lake, because that's supposed to grow good luck for the future. Have you heard anything about that? This is Fred, K2HA. Back to you, Slav.
Okay, Fred, thank you for the question, but I'm afraid there are something like, maybe that it was another tradition which is coming. I mean, the time when it is baptizing, or, well, that is in the Russian language, it's krishenie word, but I don't know, baptizing probably. It is the 17th and 18th of January, so it is a bit late, or a bit later. But I have never heard about jumping with a tree to the lake. Yeah, certainly we are jumping to water, because it is usually a lot of snow, a lot of ice, so people have to make a hole in the ice and jump to the water when the temperature is far below freezing point, actually about maybe 10 degrees Fahrenheit, something like that. But it's not for New Year time, it's for baptizing time, so it will be later. And yes, that is interesting. I tried to do it myself, but it was not so easy, you know, when it is cold, and jump into the ice water was very not pleasant, I'd rather say. And about Siberia, probably the same tradition is there, but it's not again about not a New Year night, and about jumping with the tree. Well, I don't know. It is, it's heavy, I'm afraid. So how it is possible to jump with the tree? not so strong people, I'm afraid we cannot raise the tree. Maybe I misunderstood something. All right. So anyway, it's a nice idea to do it, but never heard about that tradition over here in the European Russia. So Mike, to you, Fred, UA3QG, and to K2HA, over.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was wondering, you know, it sounded a little strange to me. However, there are stranger things that happen in other countries. So thank you so much for being with us, and hang around as long as you can, Slav, and we really appreciate that.